With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A holiday tragedy in the Big Easy to start the new year. So far, 10 people are dead. At least 33 are injured. That's after a vehicle drove into a crowd in New Orleans.
The incident took place at New Orleans Canal and Bourbon Street in the first hours of New Year's Day. So says NOLA Ready, the city's emergency preparedness agency. Earlier, New Orleans police did say they were responding to a mass casualty incident, including fatalities. NOLA Ready has advised people to stay away from that area.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The driver responsible for the carnage was killed in a firefight with police following the attack around 3:15 a.m. local time Wednesday along Bourbon Street in the city's French Quarter. Investigators were combing the French Quarter for potential explosive devices. The New Orleans mayor calling the mass casualty incident a terrorist attack. Also at SRNNews.com, as of today, cheap Russian natural gas no longer flows to Europe through Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky gave the European Union a year to prepare for this unilateral move, the closing down of a major pipeline which has for decades funneled cheap Russian gas to the EU. Ukraine says it can no longer tolerate EU payments worth 5 billion euros a year to its Russian enemy. Slovakia is the most upset. It will not only lose cheap gas, but lucrative transit fees, as the gas used to supply Austria, Hungary, and Italy.
That is BBC correspondent Nick Thorpe. On Wall Street, the markets closed to observe New Year's Day. Stock indexes closed mostly lower yesterday on the final day of another record-setting year. Wall Street reopens on Thursday. This is SRN News. Catholics are assuming important roles in the federal government.
America is a mostly Protestant nation, and while Catholics are a big slice of the population, 23%, they are dwarfed by the roughly 50% who are Protestants. But President Trump, whose two election victories were fueled by evangelicals, has selected a lot of Catholics for his cabinet. Vice President J.D. Vance is also a Catholic, as are seven of the nine Supreme Court justices. A majority of Catholics cast their ballots for Mr. Trump in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's been a decade since six South Koreans were detained in North Korea, but there is still no word on whether they're alive. Three of them are Christian missionaries and the rest North Korean defectors. The missionaries, who had been involved in covert work to spread Christianity in the North, were all sentenced to hard labor for life. That's after being convicted of plotting to overthrow the North Korean government. This is SRN News. Two security guards at a downtown Los Angeles shopping plaza wounded in a gunfight with a man as they tried to stop him from making off with more than $1,000 of stolen merchandise. The guards confronted the man as he left a Target store. The suspect fired at least five rounds, and one of the guards fired as well. The man fled the scene, and police are still searching for him. The state of Florida doing what it can to right a long-standing wrong.
Hundreds of people who say they suffered physical or sexual abuse at two state-run reform schools in Florida are in line to receive tens of thousands of dollars in restitution from the state. The payments come after Florida lawmakers formally apologized for the horrors they suffered as children more than 50 years ago. The state reports receiving more than 800 applications for restitution. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.